And now for something completely different.
It's time to start the movie. Please, someone get the lights. Oops, we don't have a camera or SOL tonight. Steve Bossy took the camera, that dirty SOB. We're gonna stake his house out and hang him from a tree. Why do they have a llama?
I guess we'll never know.
Hey, hey.
It's kind of like a mascot
for this pathetic show. Why don't we get things started?
I think that Justin farted.
Hey!
Why don't we get things started?
Most confrontational,
informational, controversial,
fanformational. This is what we call Digital Llama Radio.
Justin.
It wasn't me!
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. It's 7 a.m. Do you know where your Star Wars fan
What's
is?
What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early and things to do in the morning, we've just reviewed fan films.
We woke up really early this morning.
Vietnam. See you in a circle copyright.
That's what's called a callback. Earlier, you call it back.
Oh, we're hyper this morning. Wow.
It's the Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Red will get you moving.
Code Red will get you.
Or put you in the hospital.
I don't know. My name is Christopher Hanel, and I am with here with Digital Llama Productions for another installment of Digital Llama Radio and my
Number
compatriots.
Number four, baby.
A new hope. with our compatriots, Mr. Abraham Berturka.
Yo ho.
Mr. Stephen Fallon.
What's going on?
Mr. Justin Whitlock.
I didn't fart. It was Chris.
With my hand. It wasn't really me.
You did it with your hand?
We're in a really small room, okay?
We're in Chris's new room, which is smaller than his original room, which is, I don't know how that happens.
Which has soundproof doors.
It shrunk in the wash.
With a 2-inch gap at the top and the bottom. Gap.
Okay, I will not have you mocking my mobile home.
Mock.
Damn you.
Let's get things started, shall
Yes,
we?
Okay. Well, we have a new we have something to start. To start off every single episode, we now have something called Ask the Panel, where I take questions generated from our fan base to generate towards Abe, Steve, and Justin. Now, Abe, Steve, and Justin have no foreknowledge of these questions whatsoever.
No.
I'm getting very exciting. Weird looks right now.
Yeah, you are.
But the first question comes from actually Mr. Azeem, cool. Mr. Jeff Yankee. And this one's kind of a serious question, but I'm sure that these are going to get pretty goofy pretty quickly.
His name is Azeem?
Nice.
His name is Azeem.
Cool.
The question is, on a lot of the boards, the people that have not made as many fan films are very, very, a lot more vocal about their opinions of fan films, where the more experienced fan film makers tend to be more laid back and tend to just, you know, want to download and watch the fan films and enjoy them. What is it, this transition, that causes the newbies, as it so to speak, to be much more vocal and very much this movie sucked on the fan film boards? What do you think generates that?
I think they're compensating for something.
Well, to tell you the truth, it's kind of funny. I mean, I myself am kind of a newbie to the whole thing, but I really feel bad about judging anything or...
Like I said, compensation. Sorry.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, but I feel uncomfortable judging people's films and ripping them to shreds if they're what I consider subpar because, I mean, make no mistake, there's really not any money in this whole situation whatsoever.
No, there's not. No money.
At least not where we are.
7 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday. This is my only day off, and I'm not getting paid.
Okay. Question.
But, seriously, I think if I had my own guess, what I would say is, it's kind of a way for people to say, "Hey, I'm out here. I'm new, but I know my stuff," and kind of a petty way of letting people know that they are intelligent in some way, shape, or form. But
is by saying your movie sucked.
Yeah, exactly. But
I'm sure in the end they'll eventually come around when they realize they don't know as much as they think they do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, there you go. Okay, next question comes from Mr. E-Wing Squadron, the man that originally dubbed us as being completely insane after the first episode.
Thank you very much.
Crazy.
Without watching, can each of you remember the clothes that you wore in the formula teaser?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. That was my first when I was... called Jay and Silent Bob.
So what t-shirt Bob. Were you wearing?
Well, it was black, and I
had... Whoa, what a change!
I know, I wear a black t-shirt through the whole movie. I planned it that way, because I'm like, dude, I don't want to have to remember what I'm wearing. You know, jean shorts, black t-shirt, black baseball cap. In fact, the baseball cap is for the X-Men movie, which is an excellent movie. Go see it. Hugh Jackman rules the world.
Yeah. Copyright scene.
And I was wearing black sneakers. I can't quite tell the name brand, because I can't turn my foot around enough.
It's bum. B-U-M.
That's bum.
Ugly monster.
I was
how appropriate.
Yeah, butt ugly monster.
Bumwear.
That's what I was wearing.
Okay,
and
Justin.
Glasses.
I can tell you exactly what I was wearing because every time I see a trailer, I go, my God, I look fat. I was wearing a Tommy shirt that was gray with orange sleeves. It was the most ugly shirt I have in my collection because I was out frisbee golfing about 20 minutes before I showed up for that trailer that I wasn't even supposed to be in.
And Lederhosen.
I'm a throw-in. Remember that I was an understudy. I had to kill the actor.
You were the most desperate understudy. Like, we just got to find a way to kill Marty so I could be in the movie.
Yeah.
dude, he's dead. You know. Anyway, so I was wearing that. I was wearing jean shorts. Marty, I was wearing sneakers, and I was wearing my $230, not $300 sunglasses that would look really nice.
Yeah, you'd never waste those on things like us. Okay, David Nutley writes. As soon as my webpage loads, okay. David Nutley asks, do you know the name of my black cat, and do you know the name of my house? I asked for questions to stump you, so can you tell me the name of David Nutley's cat?
Chewy.
No, David, your black cat's name is Othello, and what is the name of your house?
Yeah, name of your house.
It's David Nutley's House of Lovin'.
There you go. There you have it. Wow.
Beautiful. Wow.
Beautiful
Abe,
yes.
How did you know? I visited there before.
Okay, Mr. Gregory Harbin.
You really know that answer?
I'll get you that $20 later, but.
Mr. Gregory Harbin writes to us, what is the equation for the area of a cylinder?
Your mom.
Well, next question.
Yeah, that's
that was
volume
easy. Give us a harder one.
Wait. Keep going. What is it?
It's volume times something mathematical with some equal signs.
And there's some X's and Y's
area
in there.
Of
definitely
area
a circle. A 3D circle of sorts.
Pi r squared times the length of the cylinder. There you go.
You know, woo-hoo! I thought we had no life. These questions are pretty fun.
Yeah, okay. Tumble Monster. Tumble Monster, the person that we've quoted on
Tumble
previous episodes.
Tumble Monster.
You have a sweet name.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. My question is, are you going to mention my name some more?
Tumble Monster? Well, we just did, didn't we? Tumble
what,
Monster?
The Tumble Monster's name?
Yeah, we mentioned Tumble Monster.
We shouldn't say the Tumble Monster's name.
Is he compensating? Tumble Monster. It tumbles, it's monster.
And
it's
I love being monster. Quoted, too, even if you don't agree with me. Well, I just did, so there you go. He's quoted, there.
You know,
sounds good.
This is
Wait,
the best
are
question.
Are we sure that Tumble Monster is a guy?
I don't
know.
Ooh. Ah, that's question deep. To stump me.
That is deep.
Nobody's
I don't know.
Nobody's perfect. No, it's not a guy.
Well, let's go on.
Okay. Okay, Kalk Dex, and I don't know how to pronounce this. Abe, you've said that there should be more than broadsword type of swordplay, right? For those of us without training, what are the other types, and which will we see in the formula?
Ooh,
and if you
question.
Say my name, it's Calcudex. Oh, great. Now
okay,
I know.
Okay, cool. Calcudex. Good question. For people who are untrained or who don't have access to a professional choreographer, the best thing to do is really to – there are a few movies that I would recommend watching to see examples of excellent, excellent sword fighting. One of them is the movie Rob Roy with Liam Neeson.
God, that's a good movie.
The end fight scene between him and Tim Roth is a phenomenal fight scene. And it's an excellent example of broadsword, single-handed broadsword versus rapier. The fight is excellent. It is extremely historically accurate and would make a great basis for a lightsaber duel between, you know, a Jedi and a Sith. It would make an excellent...
Wait, what movie is this again?
This is Rob Roy.
Rob Roy. Oh, okay, cool.
Tim Roth has the best line in that movie.
Oh,
love
movie.
Is a dunghill, Betty. And I am but the cock that climbs upon it to crow.
Another movie that has excellent sword fighting in it for rapier... and really, it would be totally historically classified as rapier heading into small sword, would be the movie Mask of Zorro with Anthony Hopkins.
Excellent fighting. That is great. Some of the best.
My name
the
is Antonio Banderas.
Excellent. And also historically accurate for the time period. And has the definite theatrical flair and edge, that swashbuckling style. That is so enjoyable to watch.
We saw that together when it was in theater.
Yes.
That's what inspired
so
me
are,
to learn
those
rapier.
Those are two movies that have excellent fighting. As to what styles of sword fighting will you see in the formula?
Everything.
You will see two-handed broadsword. You will see single-handed broadsword. You will see rapier. You will see heavy rapier, which is slightly different from rapier. You will see small sword fighting. You will see staff fighting, and you will see samurai kendo fighting.
Yes.
Swashbuckling. Don't forget.
Well, swashbuckling is the heavy rapier.
Arrgh. So. I just
guess
just
who eventually gets to do that.
Yeah.
So you will see. You will see a lot of these fighting styles, and there's one of my favorite choreography scenes is the one towards the end where the two, where Tommen and Zarth fight.
Okay, yeah, we can't.
No. I don't need to say this. When Zarth kicks Tom's butt,
hey,
all over the place.
Hey,
we're
I admit
not
I'm wrong.
To give away anything.
That was misinformation. I really don't win.
So those are the
good one, Justin.
I think I faked them out.
Those are the styles you'll see in the show. And thank you for your question. Anything
okay.
else? Just go ahead.
Final question before we wrap this up. Do you know each other's middle name without asking each other?
Oh, nice try, fellas.
I know Steve's.
Yeah, he knows mine.
Ignatius.
It's Steve.
That's one of them.
Yeah, that's one. Oh, wait,
what's
he's Catholic.
One?
No. P. Starts with a P.
That has nothing to do with the Catholic.
It's Steve Phelan.
Actually, if you put my confirmation name in there, then I think...
You've got three middle names.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was raised Catholic, and I don't remember my confirmation name.
Oh, really?
No.
That's great.
I don't know. Justin G. It's a G.
Yes.
I know it's Justin's.
What is it?
No.
Gomer.
No, you wait. Come on, Chris. Let's get
Justin
a good guess.
Justin Gomer
Gregory.
I'll give you a hint. It's Christian.
George.
No.
Gregory.
No.
Gumby.
It's angelic.
Gabriel.
There you go.
Yeah. All right.
Justin
okay,
Gabriel
let's.
I am the Archangel of Fire.
Abraham. Wilhelm.
Wilhelm?
Does he look like a Wilhelm?
No, it's Wilson.
Oh, it's close. And what's mine?
Mr. Wilson.
Christopher. We remember what is we made fun of him for the thing. What was it?
Oh my God.
Right. He had a funny middle name.
Wait, let's wrap this up.
No,
right
no, we
now.
Gotta know your middle name. Everyone else was revealed.
Fuck it over.
It's Charles. Okay, there we go.
Oh, is it Charles?
Christopher Charles.
CC. That's right.
CC. We call him CC.
Oh, God.
Everybody may write CC Hannell at Servo.
Okay, let's wrap up the old CBS mailbag.
CBS mailbag.
All right, is there anything else on
this? I think that's all.
Letters.
We get sacks and
sacks of letters.
And then you play the five part. Okay.
Musical cover.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so moving right along. With our first fan film of the day, we will start off, because tomorrow is the big day, Night Quest is going to be gracing our doorsteps.
Bum, 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 bum.
And we'd like to talk to you, Sal, since we're waiting in anticipation. This has been one of the most hyped fan films for the longest time.
With the exception of our film.
Yeah, of course. And, and
stop reminding them.
Oz is going to revolutionize the fan film industry. Forever.
Bum bum
bum bum
bum bum bum bum bum.
Thank you. Anyway, all right,
let's go. Okay, what is it about Night Quest that is singling this out? What is people getting hyped about? Looking at the trailers, what is it that's drawing you towards this movie?
It's good.
It's got Jedi chicks.
Oh gosh, there are beautiful women in it.
Yeah, two beautiful women.
Okay, Justin will say it looks good. The
Justin's married, folks. So
by the way, ladies, anyone who's out there and is in the Cedar Rapids or Iowa area, Steve and I are planning to do a Charlie's Angels parody, but make them Jedi. So we need attractive women to send us photographs and resumes, so that you know if you want to be in this movie, send them to Chris's email,
TomServo@hotmail.com,
and we'll start doing auditions in the next. You know,
I get to be Bosley.
As funny as this is, he's actually serious, ladies and gentlemen. We are thinking about doing something incredibly silly.
A bold
but we need chicks.
Plan.
And Bill Murray, if you're listening, send in your resume to
But me. I get to play Bosley.
If Bill
Murray comes,
yeah, then you're
we're
out.
We're going to roll
I'm
out
sorry.
The red carpet.
Yeah.
Dude, you remember, if Bill Murray comes, you got to hire his brother, too, because that's like a thing.
You know how long it took them to beg him to be in that movie, even?
Dude, didn't Lucy Liu punch him in the face?
Yes.
I heard that. Anyway, the movie.
Anyways, yeah, the movie. Night Quest.
Back to our job.
Yeah, back to what we were doing here in the first place at 6 in the morning.
Not-for-profit job.
Yeah. You
don't
make
get
it.
Paid.
The computer graphics look phenomenal.
Yeah.
And the Darth Vader outfit.
Oh,
cool.
Yeah. Believable.
Dude, wow.
It is incredible.
And
yeah.
The voice talent, I believe you said his name was.
His name's Ben Fletcher, and he's been in like half a dozen fan films.
Ben Fletcher, you've got job security.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Too bad it doesn't pay.
In the end of the trailer, looking at, I believe it's a slate,
there's trailer B and trailer C.
It was an the icon. It looked like a Kodak Icon, and I asked Chris Hanna, I'm like, is that a Kodak Icon?
Yes, it is a Kodak Icon.
God, they use film?
He's like, that's what that means.
We loved the symbol. The Banshee Productions. Oh, the Banshee. It's got the Doberman.
It's a dog.
It's a Doberman. Doberman.
But, you know, actually talking about things that matter to the movie. No. A lot of people, you guys remember Rogue and how it was very hyped up and then ended up being very mediocre, and a lot of people had a lot of questions about it. A lot of people are also fearing the same thing about Night Quest, that its hype has overtaken it and that it cannot meet up.
Okay, here you go. Here's my response on that. This hype that has come up over Night Quest, this eagerly anticipated movie for how long?
Yes. Two.
2 years?
Almost, yes. I think. Okay. Yeah.
Are we not seeing an exact parallel to episode one?
Yeah.
The problem with hyping a movie so much is that you raise people's expectations, mm-hmm. just like we talked about before. So what I caution people to do, this movie looks like it's going to be cool. This is the very first time I've seen a trailer for Night Quest, so I had known none of the hype.
Same here.
So when I see this movie tomorrow, because it comes out tomorrow, I'm probably really going to enjoy it no matter what, because I haven't expected it to be the god of all movies. And this is where hype can be dangerous, because it raises a level of expectations that could never be achieved.
Did you notice in trailer C, the first quote was dated November of 2000?
I love that beginning. That beginning was,
very cool.
Now, I like trailer B a lot more than trailer C.
Yeah, same here.
Trailer B went on a bit long, but it seemed to be a lot more exciting. Trailer C was just kind of there, but also it uses a lot of the same footage as trailer C.
I didn't have a problem with either of them. You've seen it like more than once.
Yeah,
so
I've seen it a lot, actually.
I mean,
so
we're just only seeing it once or so. I got to tell you, I mean, it may not have had a real complete structure,
but it was
eye candy to the max, and I was completely interested.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
I mean, it's
in the chicks.
So, chicks are good.
And we stopped.
So this film comes
female
out. It's already
actresses.
It's, well, if we want to get really female technical, actresses. It is out. It did get premiered in Australia. At the
and we, I believe that didn't we invite somebody from Australia to didn't we invite Mick?
Nick Hallam from Broken Legions.
I think he's in the back hall.
Okay. Hi, mate. This is Nick. I saw the film. I really liked it, and I'll tell you, it's better than watching the dingoes play out in the outback.
He's Australian, not pikey.
I got a brother.
Well, that went over well.
Pikey.
He's right here. Hold on. I give it a mic. It's really good. And I think it's got a lot of lightsabers and swinging, and it's got dags.
You know,
it has dags.
I'm sorry, dogs?
No, dags. Yeah, dags. Yeah, you know. We lightsabers. Dags,
you know,
lightsabers.
This radio show is going to a place where I don't want to go anymore, so let's get back to the format.
Okay.
There, the pikey's out of the room.
Thanks, Abe. It was just too crowded in here.
Hey, I'm going to buy the pepper.
For all your personalities.
Time to put you back in the jacket.
Oh, my God. Oh. So, on to this film.
Sith Apocalypse premiered a couple weeks ago. It was not hosted by TheForce.net. Justin, you had a comment to say?
Oh, the second one we watched?
Yeah,
Sith with the sunspots? Yeah. Yes. When did the high school debate team get to make a film? Oh. I about fell asleep. I was there. I was to the point where it was like, okay, anger does not promote long speeches. Sith, stop talking. Fight. Kill Jedi. Good job. There you go. Jedi, quit putting your hand down your pants.
Whoa. I think Steve and I have only one comment for this film. As much now, I got to say, before we do this, I'm not trying. It was fun, and it was interesting to watch.
Good save.
It could be, you know, there are things that could be improved, but we never want to, you know, we never want to bash people and say, hey, don't do a movie, because people should do movies. It's a good starting point. It's a good stepping stone for getting somewhere else.
Yes.
Now here's our comment.
It's Fat Sith Boy! What? And there you go. That's
dude, I did not say that.
No. Yeah, Steve backed off right
He's like,
last
I don't want to offend anybody.
Dude.
That's my job.
I think
I can offend anybody I want because I'm the offender.
Oh, okay.
I get to be the offensive person.
Then offend away.
Let's talk about the beginning. What was our little thing with the sunspot?
Yeah. Yeah, but that was fun, dude.
It was funny.
We were like, sunspot.
Sunspot.
No, it was
There's a sunspot on the screen. It's a sunspot. Sunspot on the camera.
So, anyway, we're overdone with the sunspot.
Yeah, they must have filmed all during...
Hey, you know, I was really angry, man. The Sith made that huge speech, and he lied. He was not alone. There was another Sith there.
Oh, and since
Sith
we trust...
lying. Yeah, Sith are mean.
Lied.
Sith
he was a liar.
Bad,
but you got to remember, this again comes to what I talked about in the last radio show with the Musketeer. Okay.
Oh, God.
There were parts where you were just like, I'm going to MST this movie to the hilt.
And and the blonde chick with the yellow lightsaber. Oh, I fell over. Oh, I fell over again.
So here's my thing. How long was that movie?
Was about half an hour, I think.
Too long, right, exactly.
Okay, well, somewhere this I was probably more realistically 15 minutes.
It's got
15 minutes, we had a great time making fun of that movie. Doesn't that make it worthwhile? It does to me.
Okay, I'll take that point.
I had a great time with that movie. I'd watch that movie again just to make fun of it. Into
somewhere,
it,
somebody's crying right now.
Yeah,
but
I know.
It's okay. We still like you. It's not a bad thing.
Wow.
We just really enjoyed your movie. In a
really,
way.
Really enjoyed.
Really,
your
really
movie.
Enjoyed your movie. It was
and I mean, the computer graphics at the beginning and the lightsaber effects were not bad at all. They had
so
some cool.
So.
The shield thing was a cool idea.
That
thing,
was a cool idea.
Oh, hey, I got yeah. The shield thing was very cool. However, I have to say one thing. Anybody listening to this show needs to understand: when you staff fight, turn one of your hands inverted. Okay, yep. Nobody can fight with a staff with their hands overturned on both sides. They can't do it. You have to have your hands reversed, or at least opposite each other.
Good note to the fighters.
And anybody who does this, you can pick up a staff sometime and hold it with both of your hands facing up or facing down, and you'll learn that you can't move it like everybody else moves it.
You know, today in all the fan films that we've seen, you know, we've seen so many different lightsaber shades and colors. I was thinking, maybe it'd be funny to put, like, Crayola down the side of the saber, you know?
or we could do
circle copyright.
We could do, like, rainbow or tech, you know, like
but,
different.
You know, as much fun as we're making of this film, there were some good things about it. I really liked the idea of the shield. I think it should have just been used more.
Yeah.
It's like, he makes the cool shield.
You don't
then,
see
like,
it for 10 minutes.
The fight, he never uses it. I'm like, dude, use the shield. Score.
We saw it bat, once.
Slash, bat, slash.
We saw
kill
it
the
once.
Sith.
We saw it once and we were like, what happened to the shield? Was it? And then, like, he used it
there
it is.
Like not like 3 seconds later, he pulls it out after that. Okay.
So I was all
to get
the shield.
To get really anal retentive for a second, can you make your saber change color?
Depending
you know
on
what?
Your mood.
Here's the thing. Yeah, maybe it's a mood saber.
Oh, my saber's
it's
yellow.
A mood saber. He's angry. Now it's red.
Maybe it's a mood saber.
It's blue. It's red. I'm
you know,
angry.
Frankly,
I'm happy. Ooh.
Frankly, I think that's
my
a road.
Polar Jedi.
I think that's a road. I think that's a road we shouldn't go down because I was reading the Force.net a little while ago, and I remember, literally, I remember reading there was some fan film hit spot where they were all talking about the lightsaber, and they were talking about something to do some really technical aspect of the saber, you know,
probably
they were like
kyber crystals
no, this,
or something.
You know, couldn't possibly happen. Blah, 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 this, no, this is not technically right. Blah, blah. And one guy, types in. Well, given the fact that according to the physics of Star Wars, the beam of energy is held in place and arcs back on itself due to a massive magnetic field. And the sheer amount of magnetic field needed to do that would literally give you cancer the second you picked up the saber. I think we should really just let go of the whole physics thing. But that's just my opinion.
Thank you,
like,
Mr. Wizard.
You rule.
You guys, I want to remind all Star Wars fans out there, this is the kind of stuff that will turn you into a Trekkie. Okay? Reading the techno manuals and finding the errors.
No, you don't understand.
No, stop.
This is
stop.
Not the way Star Wars is supposed to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Spleen.
Mr. Spleen.
Really? No, seriously. No, I seriously want to make this comment. I want to make this heard. This needs to be. This is important. I have. No, hey, I want you guys to listen. I've prided myself on not being a freak like some of these people I see at conventions. Oh, my God. I went to Gen Con for the first time this year, and I'll never go back.
Why not?
Well, okay. Because Billy Dee Williams was mean to me.
Unless, of course, Gen Con
Chris is crying
host,
now.
No, I'm not.
Digital Llama Radio, and then if they decide to host Digital Llama Radio,
then we'll go. But let me finish. But you guys, do not become Trekkies. Do not read technical manuals. I mean, Star Wars shouldn't even put out technical manuals. You should just, look, it's the Force. That's our excuse for everything. That's what makes us not go insane. It's the Force. The Force changes the color of the saber.
Now, I have to go back on this. Billy Dee Williams dissed you?
Yeah, dude, he was mean.
What'd he do?
Oh, well, you know, granted, this guy, okay, check it out, check it out. We get there at Gen Con first day. It's my first experience at Gen Con, guys, and I'm going as fast as I can here explaining this to you. We go there, we get in line, we're in the Serpentine, which is right in front of the stage, which is where he's at. He's 15 minutes late, but he stays for an extra 20, which was cool. We got in line, we were in line, and the first people that went up there got to have as many things signed as they wanted to, got to shake his hand, take his picture. Then they started limiting us to one thing and a picture, and that's it. And we didn't even make it up on stage. He left the stage, came back later. I got to ride in the elevator when it was cool, but he totally ignored me even when I said hi. You know, which was rude. But we got to this table after he signed like probably 600 autographs, which probably makes him. But he was like, "How you doing?" "Oh, I'm fine." "Okay, here you go. Here's your picture." And it was like, "Dude, he didn't even like look at me."
What do we have left today? What do we have left? We have got Night Quest, and that's tomorrow, man. We've got Night Quest coming up, and I'm sure that our next show is pretty much going to be Night Quest.
Probably.
Give the people what they want. You know what they say, man.
Oh, Stuck in a Room with R2.
Stuck in a Room with R2.
Oh, that was
God.
Cool.
Dude, hilarious.
So funny.
I was so relieved to see some, I mean, humor. I mean, we pride ourselves on our humor value and some of the things we do. And a lot of these fan films have been somewhat serious or try to attempt to be serious, the ones I've seen.
Sith Apocalypse.
Okay, Sith Apocalypse, I don't remember seeing. But anyway.
Dude, it took up a half an hour of your life.
No, oh, yeah, that's right.
I am feeling a little bad about the Fat Sith Boy comment.
Yeah, I'm
but
sorry.
It's a tribute to Fat Albert, and it's not a bad thing for you, but it was so funny. It was like, dude, we could sing the Fat Albert song. It'd be really funny.
I don't know, man. I was kind of taken aback when the big guy did the Darth Maul vertical spin in the air.
Yeah,
and
then
I was
you
like,
realize,
and
you're like, whoa, yeah, he's
whoa.
Fit.
He's spinning and leaping and jumping and rolling, and holy cow.
Must be a planet with light gravity. Okay. But anyway, on to the Stuck in a Room with R2.
Ouch.
Funny, 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 funny,
okay.
funny.
Every
oh,
time we
so funny.
That, man, I get now, I feel so conflicted. Anyways, yeah.
Speak.
Yeah. So anyways, I mean, the guy that did the singing was pretty dead on to the actual song. That was
good.
Pretty impressive. And the animation, that's all Flash. That's all 2D animation. That's
it's great. It was a spoof on I Want My MTV.
That's what, yeah,
I
that's
thought
what
it
I
was hilarious. Cool.
Yeah, but then the Imperial Dogs.
I want to
see
this film.
Jeff Allen's holding out, man. Jeff Allen, the guy that helped make this, he's holding out. That movie
Jeff
needs to be
Allen,
finished.
Make this film.
Yeah. I love the part, the clip they put in there where they're sitting around having dinner and he's like, what do you mean you don't tip?
He don't want to tip. He don't believe in it. Shut up. And
he starts joking him.
Forced joke.
Yeah, we can fill in the dialogue pretty close.
I'm sorry, but also cutting Greedo's ear off.
No,
classic.
That was horrible.
Absolutely classic.
With an interrogator droid.
Oh, that
things.
Was
hilarious.
No, I gotta tell you, my favorite scene was when the stormtrooper was running.
Running, he's running down the street. He's trying to run in the car. The big guy's like, and there's like four, like three Imperial troops that are all about 300 pounds chasing him down the street.
Grabs a guy out of the car, chucks him out, steals a car.
The stormtrooper carjacks a Toyota. I was like, yes.
What was so funny is you guys are like, what the heck is this from? I'm like, guys, it's
Reservoir Dogs.
Like, I don't remember that.
For you fan film fans under 17, you're going to have to wait to see that movie, I
yeah,
guess.
I'm
but,
sorry,
know.
Yeah, you got to wait.
And the question I always ask was, when's it over?
Because,
when everybody
you know,
dies.
That was Pink who was going into the car, yeah. And of course, he was shooting a pink ray.
Ah.
Oh, no, no, no.
These guys were on top
the
of their
dead
game.
Guy. The guy yeah. dying in the back seat with the lightsaber stuck in him.
I'm going to die. Oh, they got me, Larry.
I'm going to be okay.
Now what this? So we know we loved the
that was a high five.
Stuck in a Room with R2. We loved that.
Yeah, that
but
was
I
cool.
think this may be opening a different door to some fan films. Is
well, haven't you guys
Star Wars fan films parodies of real films?
Well, yeah,
things like
Trooper
I think
Clerks.
Be, you know, Trooper Clerks was
which
one.
Was also made by Jeff Allen.
Yeah,
Troops was
the,
very classic.
Troops was fabulous
TV yeah. show. Really,
and well, that's a TV
when's
show,
when's Jedi Slide coming out? I want to know
but
about
you
this.
You can do tons of stuff. Like, I was just thinking, any Paul Verhoeven movie.
Oh.
Showgirls. It's Jabba the Palace's place.
Oh, wow.
It's Jabba's that'd palace be, right there.
I feel dirty. That's wrong.
But you like it.
Yeah, I like it.
You like Paul, it?
Fight Club?
Oh! Oh, wait. I can't. I'm not allowed to. There's someone working on a script already that
oh, okay.
is awesome.
Right,
Sith Club.
Never mind.
I can't.
Nothing.
I can't. We can't talk about it. It's not there.
You,
how about
you heard nothing?
What about Pulp Fiction? Any Tarantino movie?
Any
Tarantino,
you heard nothing.
But I don't want to see Dust Till Dawn done as.
Oh come on!
One of the vampire things in Star Wars. There's like a little proboscis guy come out of their cheeks.
The Nogri.
Whatever they are. There's something.
Know.
There's some kind of new. Anyway, yeah, okay, let's move on.
They're a species, not of, you know, vermin. Okay, so.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm banal.
What do you think you're doing?
Oh, yeah, I'd like to call something back. Debate teams, stay out of fan films. Stay out of fan films.
What's wrong with debate teams? Okay, so we
Justin, watched... no, don't stay out of fan films.
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry.
So what did we see? We saw Sith Apocalypse.
Sith Apocalypse.
Night Quest stuff.
What's our score on that? What, Sith Apocalypse, 2 stars?
We have a scoring system?
Five for effort. Five for effort. Oh,
I love the effort. I mean, they're you know, honestly.
They filmed it all in one day.
They filmed this all in one day, and, you know, I have trouble doing 3 lines, okay?
Well, that's just because you're professional, or at least you'd like to think you are.
You know what? I can hit you from here. Anyway, these guys memorized entire speeches, and even though they were bobbing their heads and doing funny motions, they were still memorizing these entire speeches and, you know, getting them right.
And using lines from Star Wars, because there is nothing better than a good blast at your side.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. I just don't go there. Just
okay,
don't go
so
there.
And stuck in a room with R2.
Stuck in a room with R2.
Thumbs
awesome.
Up. Thumbs up.
Way
thumbs
cool.
Up,
way
yeah.
cool.
Kevin Smith, thumbs up.
Thumbs up, Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith forever.
Night Quest trailers, thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Yeah,
thumbs up.
Yeah.
What else did we see?
We saw...
I think that was it.
I
guess that was it.
What?
Should
we talk about the Force.net? The Force.net. Yeah. No.
No.
Yes, the Force.net. No.
No.
No. No. No. No.
No. No. No. No.
Surprise coming up for all
you. Yeah,
people.
We have a surprise coming up. We won't tell you yet.
Yeah. It's...
Gee, I think they can figure it out.
No.
Yep. Yeah.
That's no. Right. We are buying out the Force.net.
Yes,
and,
we will now own it.
Charge, so you can start forwarding all your...
start sending your fan films to us. We'll just put them on our site. Start
Top
now.
Servo.
I don't think my mail server can handle that kind of pressure.
As he walks in his room and his monitor's smoking.
No.
Okay, anyways, I think we should better stop now, but the next time you'll hear from us will be very, very soon. It'll be our Night Quest episode, I'm pretty sure, and we're going to talk all about that and what 2 years of waiting does to someone when you finally get to see the film. So anyways.
Well, we've seen what it does to Chris.
Yeah, we've seen what it does to me and everyone on the boards, and I'm sure we're going to have plenty of comments from everybody. Send your comments about what you think of Night Quest. Once you get it, send it to us. TomServo@hotmail.com.
Send comments on what you think of us. I loved the
questions. More questions.
Yes.
Something we can answer, though, so give us more questions.
Do we have any fan... last time they asked for fan film letters. Do we have any fan film letters?
Yeah, we should try to approach that real quick.
We've got letters. We've got letters.
In the letters again.
Everybody.
I'm typing, all right. See, Justin is a hip hop mix master.
Where is Alex? 500
I know where that says, Trumpet. That says anal bum cover.
Oh my God!
I can read.
We're degrading to such a level.
But we're hoping you're enjoying it.
That's okay, man. Because half the people who've been listening to the show think it's over now.
Yeah.
Music. Like, oh,
I guess that's
the end of the show.
Good show. That was a fabulous show. Like...
Now for your moment of zen.
I don't know if we could do
no,
that.
Really,
they won't know what it is.
Okay, no.
Oh, come on.
No.
Okay, I've got word. I just got breaking news right here.
Word.
Whoa.
Breaking news.
Nick Hollum from Australia has IM'd me. He got to check out Night Quest. The overall word is a good watch, is from what he says here.
Good watch.
Story okay. Saber choreography was all right. Certainly nowhere near Duality or Question of Force, a Question of Faith level, but still good.
Beautiful women.
Read the comments, man.
Wonderful, beautiful women.
It's 50 minutes long, just to let you guys know. It is a 50-minute movie, but it says overall very well done. So we'll have
Great.
To wait and see what that says. We've got the hookup in Australia, baby.
All right.
Yeah. So anyways, right. We'll
All
leave
right,
you with
up
that.
Down under.
Great. Our Australian accents are just...
More fun than a barrel full of dingoes.
Barrel full.
But anyways,
beer.
I think we'll just leave off there, and we'll save everything for the next episode, and I'm sure we've got...
Night Quest. Australian fan film.
So, can we do the moment of zen?
No, we can't do the moment of zen.
Yes. Fine, then we'll take
that
with a beatbox.
Thank you very much. I'm Abe.
Steve.
Justin. And I'm Chris. And this is
Digital Llama Radio. Yo. Signing off. We're going nuts. Hit the button, Chris. Hit the button.
Chris, hit the button, button, button.
I'm in the button. I'm in the button.